I was telling you on the other side about the Carol's baby being in the hospital. It had pneumonia, but I think she's getting along all right. JB was down here this morning and he said she was doing pretty good. I've got a squeak. I don't know what's the matter with it. I'm gonna turn it off and see if I can find out. Well, the Woodards have gone fishing. They left this morning about real early before daylight, and they were going to Fort Worth, and I think Sage and Shay were going to stay there with the Woodards while they went on fishing. I was going to keep Sage, and Shay was going fishing with them, but since I'm going to Abilene next Sunday, why, they didn't want to come back to Abilene and pick her up, and I told them I didn't think she'd have a very good time at lectures, so they decided they'd go ahead and take her. They are going down to Falcon, I think, and camp out. They went in, the little trailer house that they had the time we were down at Devil's Lake. I don't know, we're still talking about going fishing, but I don't know if we'll ever make it off or not. What about your basketball team at Fubai? Did they disband, or are they s or did someone else take charge of the events there, and did they go ahead with them? I hope so, 'cause that's real good exercise, and it's nice that they could have something to do down there in their spare time. Louise was telling me that Reggie has made a few hops, and he sure does like to fly. I haven't heard anything definite from him, but anyway. From him, but she was just saying that he had made some hops. Natalie Best, who is a reporter from Channel 10 in Amarillo, is on her way to Vietnam, and she was in the Philippines the last I heard of her. But she's going over there to interview boys and from this area, and she asked for names and addresses, and so I sent yours in, oh, quite a while ago. And Mrs. Freeman, I think she also sent it in, so she might look you up. And I just thought I think I've told you about it before, but I thought I'd remind you that she is in the area over there, and could be she'll see you. We all went over to Mom's Sunday night after church, and Lucy was there, and we played dominoes, and Rena and I left kind of early because we were kind of looking for a call from you or Howard. Well, either one, and he didn't get to call either. He's in Dallas, and we were expecting him to call sometime over the weekend, but he didn't call. Anyway, we left early, and so Monday morning, Mom called, and she said, "Lucy just called me and told me that she ran over my mailbox, and said Lucy said for me to get somebody to fix it up, and she'd sure pay for it, but she sure did knock it down." I don't know how bad it was. I didn't go see, but I went over the other day, and it's up again, so it must not have been very bad. We were in Lubbock the other day, and we bought some carriers for your AirQuip projector and the slides for it, and we put your Vietnam slides in there, and been using them, and it sure is nice. We really have enjoyed your projector. Hope you don't mind us using it. Larry Fairchild asked Green the other day about playing part of one of your tapes for the class, the older class down there on Wednesday, down church on Wednesday night. Thelma Johnson had told him she thought it would be well for him to hear part of the tape about how you had missed church and about the church in the Philippines, and then the pictures that go with it, and she thought they might enjoy seeing it, and I imagine that they would. Reen told him whatever he wanted to do, that he'd let him be the judge of what to show and what to hear. And Brother Woods and Avon Whitworth, the song leader, came up Saturday night after church and listened to the part of your tape, your last tape, and they really enjoyed it. And he had said, well, it was certainly fine to hear one of these tapes firsthand from Vietnam. I guess he never had heard of any of the boys, you know, talk, and so he really enjoyed it. And Avon said he wished that he had have known it sooner. He might have used some of some examples with the young people, but maybe it's just as well if Larry's gonna want to use it later. So anyway, I hope you won't mind. I don't think they'll use very much of it, but just the part about how nice it was to get to go to church after 5 months, and about the church in the Philippines being small, and about the Major C and his family, you know, going to church and all. And I don't think there's but about 6 kids in there, and so it won't hurt anything, will it? Do you have or do you want a Nichols Bible Dictionary? I have some copies, and I'd be glad to send them to you if you'd like to have one. I'll send it if you'll just let me know. Our girls' basketball team is just about pooped out. They lost all by a great margin last Friday night. Hale Center just beat them real bad, and I don't know what happened. I haven't talked to anyone, but the boys are having a little trouble too, but they played in an overtime with Hale Center, which is real unusual for the boys. But everyone I've talked to said they really played a good game, and the boys really played a good game, and that the girls did too, that they just weren't hitting. And I heard some of the kids down, the Sackers down at Hauser, said that the girls didn't have a chance because the referees, but you know that always goes along with ball games, so I don't know how true it was. If I go to Abilene Sunday, I don't know who's going along. I sure hope Reen will go. I thought if he did, we might come back through Fort Worth and pick up the girls, because Clyde and Janet plan to be gone another week or so. And I think if we go fishing, it will be later, when it'll be a little bit warmer, because, you know, we were down there the 10th of March, and it was plenty cold then, wasn't it? J.B. and Edna have a new Bonneville Pontiac, and Mom says it's about the color of our car. And they've also bought another house in Sunray. I don't know what my trouble is, but I can't seem to get any cooperation on a new car or a new house, either one, so I think I'm not working it right somehow. Bill Woolley has a new pickup. It's golden brown, and he's real proud of it. It is a pretty pickup. Well, it doesn't look like I've got very much tape left, buddy. Do want you to know that we think about you all of the time, and we pray for you and all the others, and for us too. And we know that God is with us, and that's all that we can ask. And we do hope that you can write to us soon or send us a tape and have a little bit more. Bye-bye.